Okay, tonight's learning of morale is in part of the Linda Mitgang Learning Initiative, as is all of our learning that takes place here at Beth Shalom. So we're holding the beginning of Parshat Tzav. The Torah describes what's known as the Trumas Hadeshen, was the removal of ash. There were karbanos that ran throughout the day, and then all night they were burning fats and limbs, so it creates a lot of ash. So you got to take care of it. You got to deal with that. So the Torah says that the Kohanim would, and it was a two-stage, two-step process. First, Heirimes Hadeshen Asher Tochal La'esh, first, they would lift up a small amount. The Kohen would climb up to the top of the Mizbech, and then would take a small handful of ash that was there. The Samo Eitzel HaMizbech. And then he would descend back down the ramp and place it towards the edge or the side of the ramp. That was that left a huge pile of ash. They would just take one, like a truma, a small handful of that ash and bring it down. Then the second step would be Ufashatis Begadov Vilavash Begadim Acherim. Change his clothing into other clothing, and then Hotzias Hadesha, and then he would take out all of the ash, Ol Michutz L'Machan Al Makom Tor. They would take it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of Yerushalayim, to a place, and they would have an area where they would collect all of the ash from the Mizbech. So Rashi and the Ramban have a big machlokas how to understand the second stage of this process where they would remove the ash from the Mizbech, because the Torah tells us that he needs to change his clothing. How significant is that change of clothing? Upashatas Bigadav. The Torah says he changes his clothing, v'levash begadim acherim. So the Ramban learns it as the requirement. That's part of the mitzvah. You must change your clothing, and then after you change your clothing, that's what the Torah says to do. Change your clothing, take out the ash, and bring it outside. Rashi, however, as is explained by the Maral, understands, ein zu chova. This is not a requirement. It's not a mitzvah. It's not part of the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, of removing the ash, that you have to change beforehand. The Torah says, Upashatis Bigadov, change your clothing and put on something else. So Rashi says, it's not a chova el derech eretz. Torah is telling the Kohen to act and teach us how do you behave in a way of derech eretz. Shelo yichlachich b'hotzas adeshen bigodim shu mishamish pahen tomedet. He shouldn't sully the clothing that he serves in all the time. The Kohen had special clothing. They were white. And when you deal with ash, as anybody knows, you get filthy. So it shouldn't be that the Kohen should sully his clothing when he takes the ash out, lest one think that everything that happened in the Beis HaMikdash was miraculous. It was like dealing with ash. When you deal with ash, you get dirty. So the Rashi says, it's not a chova. It's not a requirement, a mitzvah. That's not right. Derech Eretz. So you're going to take the ash out, change your clothing first, and then Rashi gives us the conclusion of that. Begodim shebishol ben kedera l'rabo, the clothing that you cook, the clothing that you cook in, so al yimzog bahen kos lirabo. Don't serve your master the wine in that same clothing. When you're in the kitchen, you have an apron, you have your chef's clothing, it's schmutzig. When you cook, you get dirty. So you're going to then, you picture the fancy restaurants that exist out there. So everybody knows when the waiters come out to deliver the food, the waiters look like they're going to a wedding. They're all dressed up. They're in fancy clothing. The cooks behind the doors, the preparation room looks totally different. Nobody's cooking in a tuxedo. Nobody's all dressed up in the, because the cooks get dirty. The waiters who serve look nice. So Rashi says, Derech Eretz, same thing. Don't serve the wine in the same clothing that you cook the dishes in. Since the Kohanim, then after the Trumas Hadeshen, what do they need to do? After they go outside the camp, after they dump all the ash, then they got to go back to the Beis HaMikdash. They're going to be sullied. So therefore, before they go out, you change your clothing, do the things that you need to do, and then when you come back in, you could change back into your appropriate clothing, because that's derech eretz. So the Maral explains all of this, but when the Kohen would take it out, does he wear his weekday home clothing, or does he wear Kohanim clothing, just not his fanciest? So the Maral explains what Rashi says in himself, is when the Kohen changes, he doesn't put on his weekday clothing, he's still serving, but he's not serving in the Beis HaMikdash. So you change. So in a nod to the Ramban, it's still, yes, it's part of the service, the Torah says it. So you wear old clothing. So when the Kohanim would finish with their clothing, when they would get a new garment, what do they do with their old clothing? They would put it aside. This is for when my job is the Trumas Hadeshen. I should have Kohen clothing that I used to serve, but it's not my nicest. That's what I go and do the Trumas Hadeshen, and when I come back, I put on my nicest. This is how we act. This is what we do. The same thing. We prepare on Friday. There's a minute you prepare, and then you change for Shabbos. And with the clothing that we cook in, it's not the clothing that we serve in. And all of this is Lelam the Darchetz. This is Morale. Has a whole long piece explaining where Rashi, how he learns all the psukim. The Rabban again understands it as a chova. Rashi understands that the Torah is telling you how to act. Change your clothing when you take out the garbage, so to speak, so that you don't serve in the same clothing as again, this is a holy endeavor, the Trumas Hadeshim, but the bottom line is he's dealing with ash. So says, we're all explaining this beautiful Rashi.